The three-day meeting is being held to review progress, such as reducing new HIV infections and driving down, and in some cases even eliminating, mother-to-child transmissions. Moens Liketoft is president of the UN General Assembly.
Nelson Mandela once described HIV/AIDS as the greatest danger we have faced for very many centuries, as being worse than war. How right he was. It is hard to believe and hard to accept that some 34 million people have died from AIDS-related diseases and that 14 million children have been orphaned as a result. And it is even harder to believe that we should not accept that in this world of incredible possibility, approximately 6,000 new HIV infections occur daily, and that some 36.9 million people are living with HIV.
Thanks to cheaper medicines and increased funding, 17 million HIV-positive people worldwide are receiving antiretroviral treatments. Lois Maturu from Zimbabwe is one of them. She lost her mother and brother due to HIV and tuberculosis when she was just 10. 2 years later, she learned that she had both diseases. She contemplated killing herself.
And I said to myself, if I am going to live in this world again, I want to share my story growing up with HIV, and I want to make sure that adolescents and young people gain their confidence, are able to take their HIV medication, and they're able to realize their dreams and hopes for the future. Now, every day that I live, I am thankful that I am one of the 17 million people that marks the success of HIV treatment over the past years.
However, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned of the dangers of not taking action now.
Action now could avert an estimated 17.6 million new infections and 11 million premature deaths between 2016 and 2030. But we must make a radical change within the next 5 years if we are to achieve that goal. That requires commitment at every level.
Michelle Sidibe, who heads the UN program leading the global fight against HIV and AIDS, spoke of the continued need to address stigma surrounding the disease.
We should work to ensure that no one, I said no one, is left behind because of who they are or who they love. This includes prisoners, migrant population, people with disabilities, men having sex with men, people who use drugs, sex worker, transgender. The doors of the UN should be open to all. We cannot afford to silence their voices as we come together to chart a course towards ending AIDS epidemic.
The conference has adopted a political declaration that includes time-bound targets, such as committing to reduce new HIV infections to fewer than 500,000 a year by 2020. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.